Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
My name is Mia,
also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, party people all over the world? Listen, thank you guys for tuning in to your girls. Make sure you are tuned in on all podcasting platforms. Listen, it is iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Download it to your smartphone and or mobile device. Get your friends involved, your mama involved. Tell somebody for Christmas. I don't care what you got to do. Do what you have to do and spread the word about your girls. But of course, I cannot do the show by myself. I need the person that I will rob a bank with and serve time for, not in real life. My partner in crime and my right-hand woman. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? Listen, what's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. And let's go ahead and get this party started, all right? Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @Shakira.Ayana on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's Follower Friday, listen up. Make sure you're following us on IG, Instagram @MMLiveRadio. Be the first to shout us out or blow up notifications. And you, my friend, could be next week's Follower Friday.
She is doing her thing on social media. Shout out to you @Shakira.Ayana. Listen, also, not only with that on social media, a lot of things have been going on social media when it comes to trending topics. And
you know
we got you all the way covered like a baby with lotion on. Hashtag too many hashtags, where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Tell somebody that your hashtags are going up in a couple more minutes, so stay tuned.
Listen, and guys, you got to stay close. We have your dose of encouragement not too far away. Listen, Misa is bringing it to you this show with her one-minute inspiration. So listen, don't go anywhere.
Now listen, also, Mia, they can't go too far because this conversation that we have going on is a really good one.
It is. It's a very good one.
Listen, it's all centered around this right here. Your parents are divorced and your mom invited her new boyfriend over for Thanksgiving. You don't like him. She asked if he can come again for Christmas. What do you say? Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. So tell us what you will say, man. Add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. That's @MMLiveRadio on Instagram and Twitter and MMLiveRadio on Facebook.
But listen, man, let's go ahead and get things jumping right here, right now. Here is Yippee by Aha Gazelle. Listen, bounce to this one because you know I will. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Even on the sideline, every single time out, I was trying to figure out the game. I didn't mind, even if it wasn't mine, it would only be more when my time finally came. I cried, but at least it didn't die. Ain't no one apologize, I just readjusted to the pain. I realized, even with a coupon, I can never buy time, regardless of the money I made. A loud mouth, try to turn my volume down. Tell me why people always try to take advantage, cause I'm safe. A seatbelt on while I'm riding, people trying to orchestrate an accident to take me out the game. The only thing that I can hear is blah blah. I don't let my window down when someone tries to tell me that I can't. And if you down, I'ma let you inside. Yippee yippee yeah yeah. Yippee yippee yo k. Kanye. Take me away, I ain't Kevin Gates. I get tired like a lace, tryna steal my joy, but I don't know how much more I can take. I don't have time for beef, I got way too much at stake. I learned how to levitate, when the levee breaks I hesitate. When I see red flags like I'm Federate, they can tell I'm different by the way that I put on for my state. They like, where you from? And I say, from a different mind state. I'm like, who are you? And what you here for? Where were you when I was on my own? That's the opposite of Rento. Playing games was never the intention, but what do you Nintendo? Jesus didn't die for us to sin though. I took all my feelings that were floating in my mental, and I'm burning on a disc and got it popping like a pimple. So you can hate me, but you didn't make me, but make sure you pay me so I can buy a vowel like A-E-I. Still grind, even on the sideline. Every single time out, I was trying to figure out the game. I didn't mind, even if it wasn't mine. It would only mean more when my time finally came. I cried, but at least it didn't die. Ain't no one apologize, I just readjusted to the pain. I realized, even with a coupon, I can never buy time, regardless of the money I made. A loud mouth, try to turn my flame down. Tell me why people always try to take advantage, cause I'm safe. A seatbelt on while I'm riding around. People trying to orchestrate an accident to take me out the game. The only thing that I can hear is blah blah. I don't let my window down when someone tries to tell me that I can't. And if you're down, I'ma let you inside. Yippee, yippee, yeah, yeah. Yippee, yippee, okay, yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something. If I could sing, I would end every statement with a run.
That run.
How are you doing?
Me Yeah. Yeah, you sound like Doodle Bob. Yeah. You sound like Doodle Bob from SpongeBob. Meowing, meowing, meowing. Mia, don't run.
Listen, man. I'm just, Mia, you better walk. I'ma just stay in radio, man. I'ma just stay in radio. That was Fa La La by Justin Bieber featuring Boys to Men. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, man, because I'm gonna let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in. On them hashtags. This segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag what the puck? I said puck with a P, okay? Lots of us are continuously praying for the safety of the students in this country as we have yet to solve the public school shooting issue epidemic. Now, while many are determined to find a solid solution that we desperately need, a university police chief in Michigan named Mark Gordon believed that his idea is a score. Listen to this. He has an idea to provide students with hockey pucks as self-defense. He says they are considered lethal missiles and have already conducted a training session with them back in March to encourage a no weapons policy while still offering a line of defense. Now, Mia, walking through school, okay, God forbid you're ever in this situation, okay, something goes down, you see somebody with a weapon, are you really going to reach in your back pocket and throw that one hockey puck that can fit in your back pocket?
Let's think for a second. Where are we going to store these hockey pucks, huh? Have you ever seen what a hockey puck looks like?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen how thick a hockey puck is?
I heard it could take somebody out. Hockey players, they're always seen with broken teeth and missing teeth and broken jawbones.
I will say, I saw what he was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I know the damage that can be done with the hockey puck getting hit to your face or wherever. However, I do think that that's where are we going to store these hockey pucks?
Yeah.
Coach Jeffrey.
Is it just one hockey puck per person?
And that's not necessarily, because it's safe for people like me who have bad aim and you miss.
Oh,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now I got to carry around more pucks around in my pocket.
No, but honestly.
We need pocket pucks. Pocket pucks for protection.
Okay, alliteration. No, but listen, when you actually think about it, honestly, from a real perspective, if there's any event and there's, you know, somebody that's trying to do harm to people on your campus,
uh-huh,
I'm not going to leave the safety of where I currently am in a classroom that's a closed door and run to the damage, run to the harm's way and throw a hockey puck and running the risk of missing the target. You know what I'm saying?
It's just not the smartest idea.
Yeah.
You know, you get an E for effort, though. You get an E for effort, though, coach.
Yeah, definitely. Hashtag, we got to find a solution.
Hashtag, for this major conflict.
Hashtag, let's use these pucks.
Hashtag, what the H-E double hockey sticks.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, the relationship robots. Now, experts predict that digital assistants like Alexa will soon be able to tell you when your relationship is on the rocks. Listen, the devices will listen in on conversations and arguments to work out how couples are getting along. And by the year 2021, they'll be using artificial intelligence to predict the chances of them staying together within 75% accuracy. Now, if an argument breaks out, the voice control speakers will also suggest ways of settling that argument. Experts say that they will act as a therapeutic resource within a relationship. The devices could also help if couples are well suited to be together in the first place. Misa, we are now in the future. Alexa is now going to be like, Misa, don't say that. Apologize for what you said. Listen to this song to make you feel better.
Alexa, stay out your business.
Okay.
Stay out of my business.
All right.
Stay out of my business.
All right.
I feel like it's too much. Okay, I already kind of feel like, you know, our world is just so technologically advanced in so many different ways. We got robots making food now. We got cars that can drive themselves. We have just, I mean, I just can't imagine what the future is honestly going to be like when it comes to electronics. Now this, I feel like you need to stay in your lane and help us, you know, in our phones and our, you know, devices.
Just play the songs I want, Alexa.
That's all you need to do, okay? I don't need for you to help me out in my marriage.
See, this is what happens when you bring another woman in your house.
See?
This is what happens.
See?
This is what happens.
You're going to find yourself in a bathtub, Alexa.
You're going to find yourself getting the warranty taken back on your on Alexa.
I just can't take advice from anything that requires an update every
so
often.
But did you peep the whole, they will be listening in on your conversation?
Mia,
that's what gets me.
Mia, honestly, they're already doing it.
Misa, I've already heard so many rumors with that. And I'm really trying to keep my peace of mind.
It's the truth. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Well, listen, I don't know. I guess they're putting, what's it called, I guess therapy people out of their misery now. Because, I mean, Alexis is going to be trying to tell us what to do in our relationship.
No, Alexa, you are the other woman. Stay in your lane.
Exactly. Hashtag a drama-free relationship.
Hashtag it's all I want for Christmas.
Hashtag so with that being said.
Hashtag Alexa, stay out my business.
Hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, your girls Eminem are giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag copycat Christian. I heard that a South African pastor named Alfred died of malnutrition after going without food for 30 days when he tried to emulate Jesus and fast for 40 days and 40 nights. It is said that the 44-year-old pastor left home on June 17th for a nearby bush to have prayers, you know, just like Jesus did, attempting to equal or break Jesus Christ's record for fasting for 40 days. The pastor died just a month after, despite having no history of illness.
That took a turn.
Didn't it?
Yes. He passed away?
He died. He died. Okay. Now,
wow.
I don't really even know what to say to this whole thing, only because I think you've taken being like Christ to a total different level. Didn't Jesus like eat something? Like didn't he eat a little something? Didn't he eat like some berries? You know, he ate a piece of bread. He died. He's now sitting with Jesus in real life.
Wow, he's probably like, man, how'd you do it?
And he's like, I didn't tell you to fast like this.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's really sad. I think we need to, you know, take heed and listen to the Holy Spirit. You know, we have to be able to, like, listen to that gut, listen to that feeling.
When your stomach's rumbling, like, yeah, you can have a cracker.
Basic stuff. If you can have a cracker. I mean, God is not going to send you to hell over a Ritz cracker.
He's not. But, you know, I think it's just, I mean, I admire his effort. You know what I'm saying? I admire his heart. You know, I feel like his heart was in the right place. You know, when they say be like Christ is all he was trying to do.
But it seemed like pride was in the way. You know, you can't be sitting up here trying to, you know, outdo
maybe
Jesus.
Maybe he was trying to flex to, like, the deacons and stuff. You know, I fasted for 30 days and just like the Lord did. And now you're sitting with them.
Okay, weird flex, but okay.
Hashtag
some may not pray and fast.
Hashtag while some might.
Hashtag this isn't what they meant.
Hashtag to be like Christ.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag like father, like son. So L.A. Bron, a.k.a. LeBron James, expressed earlier last week that he's hoping to last long enough in the league, the NBA, that he can share the court with his son, Bronny. Now, LeBron said, I would love to see the floor with my son. My son is in the eighth grade now, so if he continues on the path he's on right now, he could possibly be in the NBA in 5 to 6 years. So that will be an unbelievable moment, not only for myself, but for my family, for everybody. So we'll see. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm just be honest. I don't know how I feel about LeBron James and his son sharing the court at the same time.
What? That's going to be something to really watch, Mia. That's like legendary.
Here's also another thing. We got to ask Bronny how he feels about this. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a dad can be so happy. Oh, I can't wait to be on the floor. That's my boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? That could be great.
Yeah.
But do we know if that's even what Bronny wants? Like, you know what I'm saying? Does he want his dad sunning him on the court? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think he'll be sunning him
on the court. Listen, you never know. Listen, guys are competitive when it comes to sports, period. You get worked up in the game. He starts spanking him on the court. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying, I just feel like you don't want for him to start, you know, treating him a certain way. Like, you know, getting into different roles. You go from LeBron James, the ball player, to now LeBron James, the dad. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel like, you know, I'm... I, to be honest, I will be very excited if that were to happen. And that's probably one of LeBron James, you know, many goals and dreams to even accomplish in his life. However, one thing I will say is the fact that LeBron James, he's kind of up there in age.
He is. And
Bronny is, he's kind of young. We're going to be looking at LeBron James like he's Uncle Drew on the court.
Not Uncle Drew.
Uncle Drew. My thing is, okay, when you get to a certain age, of course, ball players start to retire. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that your mind is intact, your body's intact. He's going to have to be in the game for quite some time.
And be in some really good shape.
Yes. Yes. So if LeBron James really put his mind to it and Bronny really works as hard as he can and he gets drafted maybe right out of high school like Kobe Bryant did, then I could see it happening.
Man, well, like Bron said, we're just going to have to see. Hashtag now we don't need.
Hashtag anyone get mad.
Hashtag but don't get upset.
Hashtag when you get fouled by your dad.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We've got so much more of the show left for you. We've got Woman Inspiration, a great conversation, but this music right here is something that you need to listen to right here, right now. Mia, you gotta give it to the people.
Listen, man, love this next artist. He's been one of my favorites lately, Uzuhan. He dropped a new song recently, and you gotta listen to it right here, right now. Here is Be My Own Man by Uzuhan featuring Sam Ok and Brother Sue. Keep it locked right here, you're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Be my own man. Yeah. Gotta be my own man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
Hey, yo. Okay. This another one for your mama, papa, and your loves. Okay. You used to carry me. Snug in your chest, I would bury deep. Safe from the world I could barely see. Now with just one space I could barely breathe. How did you become such an enemy? Hold up, I become so busy, now we barely meet. Priorities switched, now I'm barely free. Growing up, I just asked my girl to marry me. Come on, new life, new wine. I don't have the answers, I'm just trying to do right. You know, you right, I two job, I invest. I believe in this, so I'll be working two jobs. I try to capture every single minute. When all is said and done, I'm just trying to make the finish. Your hair has turned gray and your power has diminished. I'm trying to make this count, but the time keep on ticking.
I know that you raised us right. Now is the time to be my own,
be my own.
To be my own,
yeah, yeah.
To be my own man.
To be my own man.
When I'm feeling scared to fight, but I know it's time to be my own,
be my own.
To be my own,
yeah, yeah.
To be my own man.
To be my own man.
수능 성적표 받아왔었던 날 있지. 아직도 잊지 못해 그 꿈길. 공부 다 때려치고 음악 한다니까 굳게 닫혔던 안방문이 바로 담씬. 근데 뭘 했어 내가 믿어 달라 했잖아. 그때 말렸음 어찌 됐을지 생각해봐봐. 남산뷰 스튜디오에 친구들이 가득해. 오늘은 이 타운에서 세무수원이 왔네. 걱정 안 해도 돼. 엄마 아빠 아들 is the best. 어느 때보다 확신해. 왜냐면 내 음악이 가진 에너지와 힘을 믿게. 누구 닮아 고집은 들었겠어. 우리 가족 구강시킬 생각 못 꺾네. 그냥 그렇게 끄덕여주면 돼.
feel like I got a million things I wanna say,
I wanna say.
But time keeps
slipping through my fingers all the time.
I know that I got a million things I wanna do,
I wanna do.
But time keeps
slipping through my fingers all
yeah.
the time.
You might not get another day,
another day.
Cause time keeps
slipping through my fingers all the time.
I remember everything you went through,
you went through.
I wouldn't be here without you.
Without you.
I know that you raised us right. Now is the time to be my own,
be my own,
to be my own,
yeah, yeah.
To be my own,
yeah,
man,
yeah, yeah. To be my own man, yeah.
When I'm feeling scared to fight, but I know it's time to be my own,
be my own,
to be my own,
yeah, yeah.
To be my own man,
to be my own man, yeah.
I know that you raised us right. Now is the time
to be my own,
to be my own,
to be my own
man,
to be my own man, yeah.
When I'm feeling to fight, but I know it's time to be my own,
be my own,
to be my own,
yeah,
to be my own man,
be my own man.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man, come on. Wait.
back to the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Uzza, huh? With the heat.
With the heat.
Come on now. Be my own man.
Listen, we got more great music where that came from. But listen, man, if you're not subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast, I need you to get on that, son,
quickly,
daughter, whoever quickly. You are. I need you to go ahead and get on it, man. iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Man, make sure you subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast. It's a big benefit only because every time our podcast goes live, you get notified. It automatically downloads to your phone. It just makes life easier for you. So again, like I said, iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, go ahead and subscribe ASAP. And also while you're at it, make sure you're following your girls on social media. Make sure you're doing that ASAP, whether it's Facebook at Eminem Live Radio or Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. I'm going to let you know why, because you need to keep up with your girls throughout the week, more than just once a week on a podcast.
Because we doing stuff.
Yes. We ask questions. We do tons of things. Speaking of which, we're really big on doing polls, you know, on our IG stories and things like that. You know, earlier this week, we put up a poll on Instagram stories and we asked, how many of y'all are still eating Thanksgiving leftovers? And I was so surprised by the answer.
What did they say?
Well, first off, huge shout out to everybody that, you know, commented, you know, just gave us your opinion on, you know, what you were doing, like whether or not you're eating, you know, your leftovers or not. Misa, only 36% of people are still eating their leftovers.
36?
64% said that's been gone.
Dang.
I still got leftovers in my fridge.
What does that mean, though?
Like, I don't know. Like, am I doing something wrong?
Did we cook too much food, or is our food not good?
There's no such thing.
Okay.
There's no such thing. I feel like y'all just scarfing down all y'all food for Thanksgiving. Y'all have no leftovers. Our family is always at least good for like
a week. Yeah.
Afterwards, even after we distribute it to, you know, different families and stuff like that. But a majority of everyone's is gone.
I don't know, man. I really think we cooked a lot. There was a lot of food on the table.
It was.
It wasn't a whole lot of people at the house.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, a whole lot of people didn't come to the crib. But then again, people left with, you know,
with food.
With to-go boxes.
But so, we still had some left over.
I just think that we overdid
ourselves.
I found
the green bean casserole today.
We
in the back of the fridge.
We overcooked. Yeah.
I feel like everyone needs to overcook, though.
You think so?
Yes, because you need things. Listen, you need to survive throughout the rest of the week. When you wake up in the morning, what you going to have? A turkey sandwich. What you going to have for a snack? Potato salad. What you going to have for dinner?
Macaroni and cheese.
Like, you're just set for the rest of the day. That's just my opinion. But listen, if for the rest of you guys who are still eating Thanksgiving leftovers, we with you. We with you on that one.
Just throw it out when it starts looking a little fuzzy.
Yeah, yeah. Just throw it out.
It get a little discoloration. Toss that out.
Yeah, just go ahead and toss that out all the way. But listen, like I said, make sure you're following us on social media at MM Live Radio. Another reason why is because we need your opinions on this week's question. We got a great conversation this week, and it's all centered around this question right here, this scenario. So let's paint this picture. Your parents are divorced, and your mom invited her new boyfriend over for Thanksgiving this year. Now, plot twist, you don't like him. You do not like the new boyfriend. But she asks if he can come again for Christmas. Now, what do you say to your mom now that she has asked you this? Listen, huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. Now, we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On I to the G at Janae.Bell. Thanks so much for commenting. This person says, I would honestly scare him by acting like a pastor giving a sermon from the law-based church. Yeah, that's pretty scary. At 11 Eternity, this person says, it's Christmas, so I would have to ask myself, did he do anything wrong, and can I forgive him? Or I would ask, what would the Son of God do in this situation?
Man, WWJD. That's what he's asking. But listen, guys, the question for this week is, your parents are divorced and your mom invited her new boyfriend over for Thanksgiving. You don't like him, but she asked if he can come again over for Christmas. What do you say?
At Ayana_, this person says, in the words of my sister, no, I don't like him.
Dang.
That's it.
That's super
that's
brutal.
It. Listen, straight to the point.
We got a lot of mixed comments. We're going to read some more comments when we come back after this break. But listen, if you still want to go ahead and comment, listen, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook too, if you got it, at MM Live Radio. And let us know, your parents are divorced and your mom invited her new boyfriend over for Thanksgiving, but you don't like him. She asks if he can come again for Christmas. What do you say? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But of course, you guys already know your girls are all about the positivity, motivation, and encouragement here on MM Live Radio. And of course, you guys know we give you all of that and more all under 60 seconds with our 1 minute inspiration. And guess what? Misa has got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
It's December, y'all, which means it's almost Christmas, which also means we will be hearing that Santa Claus is coming to town, riding his red sleigh behind 12 reindeer and giving out presents for every child on his good list. Now, I'm about to share something with you, but before I do, make sure there are no young children listening, okay? So I'm gonna give you 3 seconds. 2, 1. Here it goes. Santa Claus isn't coming, okay? He never was coming. But you know who is? You are coming up on a new level. You are coming up on achieving your dreams, and you are coming up on your breakthrough. But the only thing stopping you is you believing in yourself. You know, it's kind of funny how you will believe a 400-pound man in a red suit coming down your chimney before you believe in the start of your business plan. No, I'm not trying to be a Grinch. I'm trying to cheer you up this holiday. All you have to do is put action behind each of your goals and you will see the gift of results. I'm telling you that you can do it. If you can believe in Santa all childhood long, you can believe in yourself for 5 minutes.
Listen, man, stop putting your trust in that 400-pound man and put some faith in your dreams,
son.
Come
on now, seriously. This is the time in which you start scripting out and drafting up your new plan for 2019, because it's here, y'all.
Listen, don't plan for 2019 when 2019 gets here.
Yes.
Do not do that, man. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Believe in yourself. Isn't that that's like Macy's, like, what's it called?
The slogan for Christmas.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams. It's because we got 31 days left of December. Misa just did it for you guys
once again
with the 1 minute inspiration. Big ups to Misa. Make sure you guys are subscribed to our YouTube channel where we post all of our 1 minute inspirations on our YouTube page. But Misa, listen, we have to do another shout out to listeners who are tuned into your girls all over the world. And
really?
The reason why I stress all over the world, because it's not a city this week, it's a country.
Wow.
It's a country, man. Listen, huge shout out to New Zealand for tuning in to MM Live Radio every single week. Listen, we appreciate you guys. We see the numbers going up every single week. We do not take it for granted. Huge shout out to you guys that are tuning in to MM Live Radio on our podcasting platforms. We love you, New Zealand. Now, here is a song from a New Zealand native herself. Here is Cass with All She Wrote. Keep a lock right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
Yeah. No longer broken, yeah, yeah. Now that I'm chosen, yeah, yeah. Shout out to my failure. Try call me later, probably won't answer, yeah, yeah. Oh no, I'm on a different time zone, on a different wavelength. Not gonna let you rule me no more, it's true. I don't even cry anymore. I've been through all of this all before, but now I know one thing to be true. He's working all things down for my. Running all upset, I'm done with all the tears. I ain't got no regrets. What I went through brought me here. It worked out for the better. I'm not talking about the cheddar, but now I pay my bills. God got me, however, it's true. What I've been through is all she wrote. It made me, it's true. Looking at this life that I'm living, man, I still can't believe it. Then it's like a replay of something that I did. Still comes back in my head, but I ain't gonna let this rule me no more. It's true. I don't even cry anymore. I've been through all of this all before, but now I know one thing to be true. He's working all things down for my good. And we're running all upset. I'm done with all of the tears. I ain't got no regrets. What I went through brought me here. It worked out for the better. I'm not talking about the cheddar, but now I pay my bills. God got me, however, it's is true. What I've been through is all she wrote. It made me, it's true. I can't ignore. It worked out right. He made it right.
Made it right.
I fell out and got up. That's what I chose. But now I know one thing to be true.
To be true.
He's working all things now for my good. No more running all up shit, yeah. I'm done with all of the tears, yeah. I ain't got no regrets. What I went to brought me here, yeah. It worked out for the better. I'm not talking about the chatter, yeah. But now I pay my bills. God got me, however, it's true. What I've been through is all she wrote.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was All She Wrote by my girl Cash. Shout out to everybody. Tune in to your girls all the way from New Zealand.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. NZ, we in the building. Send money. Okay. Send us in the plane. We want to come out. We want to come see y'all.
We want to party with y'all.
Of course, Mia, we got a great conversation that's still popping like a pimple.
Listen, we do, we do. It's all centered around this conversation right here. So let's paint this picture real quick, okay? Your parents are divorced, and your mom invited her new boyfriend over for Thanksgiving this year. Now, you don't like him, but she asked if he can come again for Christmas. Now, what do you say to your mama asking you that question? We got so many comments. Huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. Now, we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
Here we go, at TanaJoy_. This person said, I'd lie. This person would lie to their mom and say that it's okay to bring the boyfriend that she doesn't like over for Christmas. At Catch Up with Stacy, this person says, no. At xx.aem, this person says, it's not my happiness that's at stake. You would rather let your mom, the one who's been there for you at all times, being happy on a special holiday? Regardless how I feel, my mom's happiness is more important than my own now that I'm older. Plus, my mom is grown. She doesn't have to ask my permission, but I'm glad she took my feelings into consideration.
We got a very mixed amount of comments
yes,
on this week.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since we've even gotten that. Listen, huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, Facebook too at MM Live Radio, and let us know. And of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions on the questions here in studio. So, Misa, your parents, our parents are divorced. Oh,
right.
My gosh, it's turmoil just going on.
Never
now,
been.
Mom invited her new boyfriend over for Thanksgiving, and guess what? We don't like him.
Okay.
So she asked us if he can come again for Christmas. What would you say?
I feel like at that point, I got to be honest with my mom. I've got to be honest with my mom. I just got to just let her know up front. Like, there was just something that kind of, like, rubbed me the wrong way about him.
Yeah.
Only because I have that relationship with my mom.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm able to be open with her. She's going to ask me what my honest opinions are. What do you want me to do? Like, sit up here and lie to my mom?
That's why I was honestly surprised the fact that one of our followers said that they would lie to their mom.
For the sake of their mom's happiness.
For the sake of their mom's happiness. Right. That says a lot.
Yeah, it does. It does. Because, I mean, moms, they sacrifice a lot.
They do.
So I guess they would, you know, rather sacrifice their feelings to have their mom's happiness during the, you know, the most happiest time of the year, Christmas. Yeah. What do you think, Mia?
Okay, so it says, she asked if we can come again for Christmas. What would you say? I would just say that I'm not very fond of him. Like you said, we just have that relationship with our mom. So therefore, I'm not going to be rude about it. I'm just going to be honest. Be like, well, he's not really my favorite. Whether he did something to make me mad, I don't like what he does, whatever the case may be. I'm going to just be honest, say how I feel. But listen, I do understand, regardless of how I feel, if my mom feels that she's really head over heels for this guy, I'll still let her know how I feel. But I mean, I guess he can still come.
I don't know, because I'm going to pull that. He's not my dad. Because he's not. He's not. He's not my dad. My thing is, look, Mia, look. Okay, I have to paint you guys this picture. It's always been my family, mom and dad right there. It's going to be hard having this first Christmas with a piece of my family and this man that has no relation to me.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but I'm just trying to think about, like, you know, mom, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to think about how she would feel about it.
My man, my now husband, had to jump through hoops of fire because my mom wanted to make sure that he was the one. She had to make sure that he had passed all tests that were assigned. See, now it's her turn. Now it's her turn. He needs to jump through hoops.
Listen.
You're missing Christmas, brother.
Misa,
we'll see you next
year. Your boyfriend at the time did not jump through that many hoops.
Regardless. No.
Misa, yes. Hoops. No, he did not. What hoops? The hula hoop?
No, yes. A fire.
Not a fire, Misa.
Okay.
He leaped in that hula hoop and swung his hips around in it. Like, no. It was. That's how easy it was.
No way, Jose. This is a conversation you and I need to have off the mic. But listen, regardless, do you think, Mia, that it would be different if it was the father who had a new girlfriend over for Thanksgiving you didn't like?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so, because I think sometimes with dads, it's kind of just like, I don't know. I think sometimes like with dads, I don't know. I think it's just a different energy with your mom because it's mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, your mom, they give up a mom and a dad's love is different. Don't get me wrong. They still love you equally, but you know,
it's a different emotion.
It's a different love energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dads are fun, cool, laid back, and the mom is the heartfelt, passionate. You know what I'm saying? So therefore,
right,
you think about mom a lot.
Mom's heart.
You really consider, like, you know, your mom, what she's thinking and how she's going through. Like, you feel the guilt and things like that hits you when you treat your mom a certain way. Like, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, I do think it would be different if it was a dad. That's just me, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
You think it'd be different?
I think it'd be slightly, the same. Because, I mean, you know, there's certain girls who are daddy's girls. You know, there are certain guys that, you know, want to be there with their dad. They're like a man's man. They're their dad's son. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now let's switch up the scenario a little bit. Let's say parents are divorced. Mom invites boyfriend over for Thanksgiving. All that still happened. Now, she asks if her new boyfriend can come for Christmas. But she also forgot that, you know, dad's still going to be spending Christmas with us too.
Yeah.
So does that change the game?
Yeah, abort. He can't be there when dad's there. Christmas is ruined.
Now,
All of Christmas is ruined.
Now, what if dad has a girlfriend and he brings her?
That's just too awkward. I feel like
I guess
mom.
It's like competition.
Mom is going to be okay. Dad is going to be okay. But now it's all awkward for you.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying when you say that.
You know, but I think all in all, do you think that there needs to be some type of backstory? Like, do you consider your mom and your dad, the way that they broke up, whether it was a nasty divorce, you know? Because, I mean, some people, in this case, if the parents were divorced, and mom invited her new boyfriend over for Thanksgiving, if dad did some nasty, dirty, dark things behind the back in the corner, in the creek in the back, and he, you know, cheated on mom or something bad like that, at some point in time, you're going to feel bad for your mom and be like, yeah, mom, you need to floss on dad. Flex on him one time for the one time
for
the holidays.
I was born to flex, yes.
Yeah.
But listen, okay, so here's also what I'm thinking. I feel like at some point, though, there kind of low-key needs to be just like a little bit of sacrifice just for your mom.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, like I said, it's the holidays. We don't know what the boyfriend's deal is. He could not have family. You know, I mean, he could want to be around, you know, the ones he loved. And it could be your mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, and I'm honestly trying to think of the situation very delicately because there are some people who go through
this. Yeah, they're
this.
Dealing with it right now.
you right know, now. Every single year. You know, not even every single year. The fact that they, it might be this year particularly.
So what type of advice would you give to somebody like this? Like, honestly, honestly, all jokes aside, what advice would you give to somebody who's literally living this as their reality?
I said consider your mom. Consider your mom's feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, no time. I don't know how bad the divorce could have been, you know, in the situation, whatever it is. I don't know. But I mean, just think, if she's asking you, she asked. She really could. Like, that's what one of our followers said. She really didn't have to.
She took your thoughts,
but she took
into
your
consideration.
Thoughts into consideration.
Yeah.
You know, so I think just like think about, say how you feel, but you know, I think you should just let them be. I mean, I'm honestly, I'm the OG of like ignoring people. So
she
I can
is.
Finesse my way around old boy. You know what I'm saying? But
true.
I mean, but consider, just consider how your mom feels. How do you feel
yeah,
about
it? I would also agree. And even if the roles were reversed, you know, if you didn't like your parent, significant other for Thanksgiving, give them another shot. Maybe they were just kind of nervous for the first holiday coming back. You know what I'm saying? The first holiday coming
yeah.
back, being brought to the family, you know, meeting the kids, meeting grandma and grandpa, meeting uncles, drunk uncles and aunties. It's a nervous type thing. They're away
it
from their
be.
Family. So maybe they were just kind of like uneasy, uptight a little bit. Give them Christmas. Everyone knows it's a different energy when
Christmas
comes around.
It's the most wonderful time of year.
So, yeah, just give them another chance. Give her another chance. Pass her an extra dinner roll. Let's just kind of see where the energy goes. But all in all, do not let anything mess up your Christmas. Don't let it do that.
Don't let it do that. Listen, let us know what you guys are thinking on social media. What would you say to your mom if she asked you this question? Do you not want the boyfriend around? Are you going to sacrifice it? Let us know what you're thinking on social media at MM Live Radio. That's on Instagram and Twitter. But listen, we got to get back to some more music. Huge happy birthday shout out to this next guy right here. No big deal. Listen, the Over Here Challenge has gone international. It's crazy.
It
really has. They have some really cool submissions, including, you know, your girls, too.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You got to check that out if you ever get a chance. But listen, here's the song for you right here, right now, Over Here by No Big Deal. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to your girls on. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
You think it's all about the swag?
Over here.
You think it's all about the bag?
Over here.
Really, we just spit the facts?
Over here.
Kid on the block, a Smith and Wesson in my locks. Head is just a weapon and I look like Static Shock. One time for the threads, I got the blessing from my pop. Two times for the paper, like the second Michael Scott. Serpent said the name was Lucy and she's recruiting. I'ma get the holy loose leaf and get to shooting. Say you know a better roster, please introduce me. Indie tribe, the biggest movement since Bree and Boosie. I came from the clay just like I'm Cassius, son. I'ma be the greatest like I'm Ash Ketchum. Yeah, got some living water, I could pass you some. And the way that I be spraying, gonna have you Harlem shaking like shake it, shake it, shake it, I'ma shake it off. Like Taylor, I'm a saying, I'm a spirit bomb. I'm a slayer like I play guitar. Just a player with the head that's like a cinder block. Smith and Wesson in my locks. Hell is just a weapon and I look like Static Shock. One time for the threads, I got the blessing from my pop. Two times for the paper like a second Michael Scott. Fresh off tour, I got the juice. Bless my Lord, I got the loot. Kiss my boo and hit the booth. Got the force like I was Luke. Not a fool, spit the truth out my tooth, take your tooth, really new altitude, and my crew got the cool interlude, made it through, out the tomb, did I lose, I hit Marty on the celly, call me Padawan. Most you rappers don't believe what you got tatted on. You say the kids are all gimmicks and we don't get it. But you just reading the script and we really live it. Metaphysics, way I wrote it, they gon' quote it like the POTUS pinned it. Keep my focus on my soul, not on your own opinion. Got the tribal on our skin and on my golden pendant. So you know the difference, yeah.
About the swag
over here.
don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Ooh, baby. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. See, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for Saint Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear the magic reindeer click. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me some tight. What more can I do?
Just wanna see my baby standing right outside my door.
See, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
All I Want for Christmas Is You by PJ Morton featuring Stokely. Misa, I gotta beef with some Christmas songs. Why are some Christmas songs so long? Like, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Rocking around a Christmas tree. Like, what's up with that? That's so long.
We want for Christmas to last a lifetime.
But why a song title gotta take up like 400 characters? That's all I'm saying.
Mia, I know you, because wait till the summer comes around. I don't want to hear not one Jingle Bell Rock coming from you.
Listen, ain't no promises,
I don't
want
to hear one Jingle Bell Rock coming from you.
I am making no promises. No promises at all. Listen, again, that was All I Want for Christmas. That's what I'm saying. All I Want for Christmas. Why can't we call All I Want? That's so such a long title. I'm charging Mariah Carey for this. Like, why is it so long? That was All I Want for Christmas Is You by PJ Morton featuring Stokely. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, yes. Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
And yes, we really hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. But please remember that you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right. Just go to our social media and answer this week's question for us. So your parents are divorced and your mom invited her new boyfriend over for Thanksgiving. Now you don't like him. Now she asked if he can come over again, but for Christmas, what do you say?
Mia, I just don't know if I could just tell my mom, just let him come over.
Okay, put it like this. How can you tell the person who's done so much for you no? You know what I'm saying?
She tells me no all the time.
Okay, you're right. You're right. that did change a lot. That did change a lot. But I don't know. I mean, it's different if she really is like geeked over
this
him.
This is my thing. This is the only thing I'm gonna say. I think my mom would more so appreciate, even dads. I think my parents, I should say, would more so appreciate the fact that I'm being honest because I have a good judge of character.
Now I'm still gonna be honest with her, but now I am gonna say this because I don't want to get too, oh, just do the right thing. I'm gonna be real with y'all. It also depends on why I don't like him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if I always say, I mean, he's just annoying. I'm going to have to get over that. But if you did something, man, now we got beef. You might have to just FaceTime in this Christmas. Well. You know what I'm saying? So it really depends on what he even really did. Are you willing to put that aside, honestly?
That's true. But like we said before, do not let any type of any situation mess up your Christmas holiday at all, man. Make that promise to your girls. But also make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio, y'all. Do that today ASAP. For more info, go to our website at misaandmia.com/podcast.
Listen, tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because we'll be having a special guest on the Eminem Live Radio airwaves. That's right. She's a killer MC and she's ATL's very own national recording artist. Camille will be on Eminem Live Radio next week to talk about her new EP, Ever Searching.
And plus, we'll keep things warm and cozy on the airwaves as we heat things up with brand new music from your favorite artist. Don't miss Hot Tracks Off the Racks. Of course, you know how we do this sizzling next week.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because God is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. This is the last month of 2018. And then, of course, shortly after that, we have a brand new set of 12 months ahead of us for 2019. Listen, make this year the best year of your life. It's still possible. 2018 can still be your year. But we love you so much, and thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world.